This is the Love That Album Compilation Edition, covering soundtracks, tribute albums, best ofs, box sets, and more. It's Eric Grandmitter here, and we're back with another compilation edition of Love That Album. This time I'm going to be talking about two records. The first one is Driving in the Rain, 3 a.m., Songs to Get Lost With, which starts off with that gorgeous track we were just listening to, a song called Opiate by The Orchard Highway. I've never heard anything else by them. I really need to get on that. We're going to follow that up with What Else Do You Listen To at 3 a.m., or 4 a.m. after you've had your hour of wandering around. Yes, I'm going to talk about the one, the only, Black Sabbath. I'll be talking about a best of compilation that came off of a promo CD that came out in the 90s. There was a spat of tribute records that were produced in the 90s, and there was one called A Nativity in Black, which was a Black Sabbath tribute record. There was a promo, as I said, called The Bible According to Black Sabbath, Old and New Testaments. The Old Testament was the original Sabbath recordings, and the New Testament were basically the tribute album. And I'm only going to be talking about the Old Testament. Maybe down the road we'll talk about the New Testament part of this disc / Nativity in Black. And there was a second one, Volume 2, which really wasn't all that great. But anyway, we are going to start off with Driving in the Rain, 3 a.m., Songs to Get Lost To from Bongo Beat Records, released in 2002. It features Canadian artists, and it's all power pop, singer-songwriter, and a couple of weird things there at the end. It's kind of a combination of label compilation, as most of the bands on this compilation did put out records on the Bongo Beat label. But at the same time, it does have a theme, and it really does hold together as a whole, which oftentimes with label compilations isn't the case. For those of you that don't know, a label compilation is basically when a record label, or sometimes two or three record labels, decide they're going to put out a sampler of tracks from their releases. Usually they, at least in the 90s, sold them as a loss leader. They would sell them for $5 or $6 a pop. The idea was that you would pick it up at the record store, you'd take it home, you'd listen to it, and you'd find a couple of bands whose records you wanted to purchase. A lot of the 90s punk labels were notorious for doing this, and I shouldn't say notorious because you actually did discover a good amount of good music this way, but Epitaph, Nitro, and Fat Records were the main people that I recall doing these kinds of compilations here in the States. Now, Bongo Beat was not a big label and is not a big label. It was founded by Ralph, who is the guy behind Ralph the Zine, which ran, somewhere over 50 issues. There was actually two paperback books collecting the zine. The zine tended to be about 4 pages, and it was poetry, pop culture, a little bit of art, a lot of talk about jazz and cigarettes and coffee and all that kind of groovy stuff. And from there, Ralph started his record label, putting out largely bands that he knew and worked with, but also his own music, which oftentimes tended to be jazz-backed poetry. And he does appear at the end of this compilation with his song about Jack Kerouac, and I'll play a little bit of that later on. But let's go ahead and dig some tunes from this record. It is roughly sequenced with the kind of more power poppy stuff, followed by the slower singer-songwriter, and then very into weird stuff. So we're going to kind of go in that order. Flowing wide, rolling deep. Got me feeling a deep, deep ocean.
I could do all the things that you want me to do. I hope I didn't waste your time when you and I were oh so blind. I remember when you said every dog had his day in the rain. I remember when you said every dog had his day in the rain. One must not forget all the things you found in the sun. Driving our bikes through the leaves and the innocent fun. By the silver power lines, I had so much left to find. I remember when you said every dog had his day in the rain.
This is one of those compilations that I bought largely based on one track. That would be the Jackson 5's track, A Dead One Hangs in the Web, which closes out the record with kind of the weirdo part of the record. I kind of look at it that the first part has a lot of, like I said, power pop and pop rock stuff that's more energetic and upbeat. It's like you leave the party or the club and you get in the car and you start driving and you still got that energy going. But from there, it goes into the singer-songwriter stuff, which is a little more relaxed, you know. It's maybe when you intended to get home and spend some time with whomever happens to be with you. And then the record kind of goes on from there into the weird territory that's, you know, 4 a.m. and I'm all alone and I'm still awake. And, you know, my brain is fried and probably my life is too. And get into the weird stuff. And, It's good. It's a compilation that, like, I've owned for years. I've owned since it came out, and only recently did I start listening to it a lot. And I'm really digging the power pop stuff at the beginning. So probably the best known artist on this compilation is Katrina and the Waves, who do a cover of The Woman in Me, which is a great soul cover. It's a long way from Walking on Sunshine, that's for sure. And then I mentioned both Ralph and Jackson 5, and I'm gonna play them right here at the end. You know, Dead One Hangs in the Web by Fives is an instrumental, and that's going to lead us right into Black Sabbath. But first, I want to talk a little bit about Geoffrey Morgan and Dean Motter, who I talked about with Ghetto Tim on the recent episode he and I did on the Dead Boys and Killing Joke. And I'm going to play a little bit of the song of theirs on this compilation. It's called A Darkened Stretch, and I find it to be a very 70s power poppy, pop punk, slightly electronic, kind of retro futuristic thing. The track on this record is a more ambient electronic instrumental kind of deal. So I'm gonna drop in some Dean Motter and then some Ralph and then some Fives. If anybody wants to check this album out, it is available on CD Baby and Amazon and all those usual places. So check it out. Here's some tunes, and we'll be back to talk some Black Sabbath in a bit.
I'm sitting in the sun, drinking wine, having fun. Goodbye, Jack Kerouac. I got a car, got a girl, take a trip around the world. Goodbye, Jack. I don't look back. Is it yes? Is it no? I don't care. We gotta go. Goodbye, Jack. I don't come back. North Beach, maybe winter. Help me, please. I'm a sinner. Goodbye, Jack.
Black Sabbath, the classic granddaddies of heavy metal. Sure, there were bands that were doing loud, hard music before Black Sabbath, but I think it's safe to say that they are the starting point. Formed in 1968 in Birmingham, England. I'm talking about the original lineup with Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler, Ozzy Osbourne, and Bill Ward. There was a later version featuring Ronnie James Dio, which is a good band and has a different feel and a different level of musicianship. As I mentioned in the intro, the disc I'm talking about is basically a best of. It is the companion piece to the tribute album. So the tribute album featured tracks by bands like White Zombie, Biohazard, Megadeth, Corrosion of Conformity, and simply what the first disc is made up of is the original tracks. So we get the Black Sabbath classics. You get After Forever, Children of the Grave, Paranoid, Supernaut, Iron Man, The Wizard, all that great stuff. Making this essentially a solid, well-constructed best-of album. Now, best-of albums are something that probably have fallen away in the digital age. It used to be that a best-of would cherry-pick just what it says, the best tracks from the artist catalog. Sometimes they throw in a couple of little hidden gems. Sometimes they would throw in a live track or two. But overall, you would get the hits or the best known tracks. We move towards a era of vinyl resurgence where people are getting reissues of classic albums and are buying vinyl again. It does not seem like the best of album is part of that. The ability to sample a band online, either in YouTube or on Facebook or Bandcamp or whatever else, Amazon, iTunes, has largely eliminated the need for people to check out a band via the best of. Now, the best of does a couple of things that the other records don't. First of all, if you just want the hits, it's a band like REO Speedwagon or Journey or whoever, Kansas, and you just want the hits, a good solid best of record will do the job. In this case, Black Sabbath, this is a solid introduction to the band in its early era. It's got the hits, it's got a couple of lesser-known tracks. One of the things about the tribute albums of the 90s was, sure, you had bands covering all the songs we know and love, but you got the odd band that would decide to pick out something a little more obscure, a little more early from the band's catalog, and you would get exposed to something a little bit different. For me, it was the song Children of the Grave, which really jumped out at me, mainly due to the tribute album's cover by White Zombie, which I would say is probably better than the original. However, it's a great song. It exemplifies everything that Sabbath is about, and it's not been overplayed, so it's something that, for those of you out there that maybe aren't Black Sabbath fans, you might want to check out. Say that if you come across this promo CD somewhere along your travels and you're at all interested in or a fan of Black Sabbath, it's well worth picking up. The tribute album itself is pretty good. Like I said, I'll probably cover it at some other point. But just the disc one, the Black Sabbath stuff, is perfect for having in the car or for having on your MP3 player of whatever kind. It's a simple showcase of exactly what made this band so great. And listening to it now, it doesn't sound so much like the heavy metal that we know. It sounds more like 70s hard rock with fuzzy guitars and a certain jangle to it. There's definitely a lot more going on than the loud, noisy, thumping nonsense that this kind of a type of music is usually described as. There's also hints of classical music buried within the Sabbath sound, which is something that they don't usually get credit for. If any musical genre is bringing people to classical music in the modern world, it's definitely heavy metal. I also think that with the number of tribute albums that came out, and most of them weren't very good, but there were some good ones, that a lot of record labels are missing the opportunity to reissue these on vinyl with download codes and bonus tracks to let people have this for their turntable, because I can totally see some guy in his garage working on his lawnmower or whatever, throwing this on a turntable or on the stereo, or driving around with his kids and blasting this out of his minivan. So I'm going to end this now with a little bit more of Black Sabbath, and probably be back in another 4 or so weeks with another one of these bonus episodes. I know that the regular Love That Album episodes coming up include some more country folk rock type stuff. So stay tuned for that. Until next time, check out the Feed My Ears podcast. Check out the See Here podcast. Check out the List Music podcast. We'll see you all over on the Facebook.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.